Booth of 839 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 104. And good morning and welcome to the Garden Speech.
AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
This is a golf tournament day, so we got 18 midday, two ladies, is Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited, my wife Rhonda, who's just here across the bridge with me.
And good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you.
She just thinks she was tied in for some reason.
Well, I didn't hear myself the first time I said good morning. I want to make sure everybody hears it.
Everybody knows it's you. We did the first time either, did we?
No, I think you were in the hospital or something at that time, the first time.
I was about to talk about it. I was about now.
Okay.
She didn't hear it the first time. She didn't hear it the first time.
I didn't hear it the first time.
There's a Matthew problem.
Oh, no. Matt's got it covered. Matt's got it covered.
Of course he's got it covered. Me and Steven, we got the AA team.
That's right.
The AA team. How'd the Western do last time?
They snuck out in a squeaker, won 75-21.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Over Nation Ford, yes.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yes, and a lot of good games around the community. Rock Hill got a one-point double overtime win over Clover. Catawba Ridge, Fort Mill, that was a classic. Catawba Ridge won that one, 14-10, and South Point, they rolled down in Columbia, beat AC Flora, so a lot of good action around.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you tell me? If the South Point Glover to worry about is right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both really good. And but Rock Hill took care of business last night and took care of Clover. So congratulations to Coach Boware and the Bearcats.
Really? They've just been a lot better than I thought they were.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, if anybody needs a football guide, we've still got a couple at the Rock Hill store. You can stop by and pick one up for the high school football guide for the season.
I remember.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with the Wild Birds Unlimited here lately?
Oh, my goodness. So, as you've probably seen at your feeders, this is our slow season. Yeah. If you've got slowness at your feeders, there's no need to worry. It is this time of year every year. The food, the natural food, the acorns, the flower seeds, all of that has become ripe. Yeah. So our birds are eating as much as they can of the natural stuff. And, of course, all the insects are going crazy right now. It's warm outside. Everything's hatched and is out and being all buggy. Mm-hmm. So our natural food right now is in high supply and in high demand, which slows down the eating at our feeders. But still keep an eye on your feeders, having them there as a source of food that can be counted on for the birds is still really important. Last time I was in, we talked about all the rain. Obviously now we don't need to talk about, you know, making sure that you go out and shake your feeders to make sure the seed's rotating when we've got some high moisture, because that can cause mold and, yeah, and all of that. Obviously not happening right now because we're pretty dry, but still keeping those feeders at least half full. You don't need to worry about filling them all the way right now because, yeah, as I said, it's slow.
I've
right now.
I've cut back on putting, yep, food in mine because there hadn't been a lot of activity around,
yep,
it. And
I've still got a family of cardinals. I've got a family that's got the set of parents and two females and one male young. You can tell because they've still got their black, though the males, mm-hmm, is starting to orange up now, but their black beaks, really cute. But that family of five still comes to my feeders every day. And I've got my downy woodpeckers and my titmice and my, yep, chickadees. But that's really all I'm seeing at my feeders at the moment.
Yeah, and I guess the chickadees are the white and black ones.
Yes.
I've seen some yellow ones.
So some goldfinches, yep.
Yeah,
this is definitely
some of those. Now, I had, talking about the cardinals, I had two or three of them on the banister of our deck.
Uh-huh.
And they were just kind of like hopping along. I mean, there was food in the feeder, but I guess they were just kind of like watching or whatever. I don't know. But it's so cute just to watch them.
Well, they still exist, I mean, and still play.
I guess it's their home.
Right. Definitely they live in the area. They'll be coming back to the feeders in more full force as the natural food is depleted. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's just starting to go on right now is caching. We're moving into caching season. What is that? C-A-C-H-E. Caching. Where they, a lot of our birds, the titmice and the chickadees especially, mm-hmm. And the woodpeckers, will take food and hide it away so that they have food available stored up for the winter. Of course, having a feeder, as I said, is a good thing for them to be able to count on, but yeah. That's a natural behavior for them. They'll cache seeds right now, and so that's a fun thing to watch out for. The titmice will come in and get peanuts or your sunflower seeds. Chickadees will go after the sunflower seeds more. Your woodpeckers are going to go after your nuts more. But they'll take them and hide them in the crevices of trees. Of course, this is also the time that the squirrels are coming around and burying acorns. The source of most of the trees in our world are seeds that squirrels have hidden away and forgotten about. So this is the time of year that is starting to happen, though.
Well, I changed. I got a different type of bird feed. I went from the red bag.
The choice blend.
The blue bag.
Okay, to the Supreme.
Yeah.
So basically, you took out your peanuts.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But I'd still have the suet.
So you're still doing.
I got to come by and get some more. But I thought maybe taking the peanuts out would keep some of the squirrels away. But the cardinals and all are still coming after the sunflower seeds.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah, the safflower and the sunflower are going to be your main seeds in the Supreme blend. And, yes, those are going to be favorites of cardinals, definitely. Mm-hmm. And also your titmice and your chickadees. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just took the peanuts out and said, okay, we'll see how this works.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
It's never a bad idea to play with things and see what works better in your yard.
Okay, we'll be right back to the Gorge Pit.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
You did get into the archives today. Some of this old stuff I hadn't heard in a long time.
Well, we got some bird songs.
And that one wasn't all that old. That was
yeah, that's a
That's contemporary for me.
Yeah, I'm that's not old. That's it. I won't tell you what year that was. I remember what year that was. So it was. It's been about 25 years.
So. Yeah. So
what?
Yeah. Long
about
ago.
About when I was in high school, going into college. Yeah. That was yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so we're talking about cleaning. You know I've got to do my cleaning spiel, and it's always something different. Early in the year, it's hummingbird food. When we get into wet seasons, it's keep your feeders clean. Now it is time to clean your bird houses. It's time to clean out those old nests, let the houses air out for the winter. That's the best way to keep pests out of the houses, also to make space for any birds who may be dealing with inclement weather. They may still take refuge in the houses. So now's the time to take down your bird houses, clean them out, do any repairs that need to be done. If you need to replace a house, this is a great time to do it. Of course, you've got several months to replace a house before nesting season again, but now is the perfect time to get out there and get those cleaned out.
Yeah. I know the feeders aren't that hard to clean. I mean, once the food gets empty, I take out some hot water and pour in there, and then I put a little, like, Dawn and water mixed in there. And
yeah.
Then I rinse it out again.
Absolutely.
Leave it open so it can dry.
Perfect.
And
yep.
Then once it dries, I put in new food.
Yep.
They like the red pepper also.
They do the hot pepper seed. It's not actually a red pepper, it's a capsaicin.
Yeah.
And but we do that mainly to keep the mammals from eating on the food, but it does not bother the birds. But yes, hot pepper is definitely a great way to go if you can't keep the
squirrels,
the raccoons, some people have possum out of your feeders. Yeah. Yeah. So the hot pepper is a great way to do that. We just caution everybody, be real careful because it is an irritant to mammals, which includes us. So you don't want to inhale it. You don't want to touch your eyes after feeling your feeders or anything like that. But that can be a great way to.
I just sprinkled the red pepper around the bottom of it.
Okay.
The feeder.
Okay.
Keep the mammals away. You know, because.
And sometimes that works. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. Good. Good, good, good.
Maybe it is working.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Any hot pepper that you get, like at a grocery store, unless you're doing the crazy ghost pepper or something like that. Yeah. But most of the peppers at the store are made to be eaten. So they may or may not be hot enough. Okay. So yeah, I mean, if it's working, that's absolutely fabulous. If it's not working and you're getting it at a grocery store, don't write off hot pepper completely. You're probably just not hot enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems to be. Like I said, I hadn't seen any squirrels, but you know, I do work, so I don't get to eye it all day.
Sure.
Anything,
sure.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah.
Right now.
And we do have food at Wild Birds Unlimited that has the hot pepper mixed into it. So you don't even have to mess with the mixing part of it. Yeah. Of course, you're still coming into contact with it when you're filling your feeders, but it does help a lot to have it already mixed in.
Yeah, I do get the suet that has the hot pepper.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It seems like the woodpecker really likes that one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, I mean, I like to see my little woodpecker coming out there and digging away at it.
He thinks he owns the place.
Well, he does. He owns the place.
The woodpecker
acts
like he owns the place.
He does. The Cardinals do, too, for them to be bouncing and dancing around on the deck. So.
Sure. I mean, they know that it's a good, safe place to be, and they can hang out and just be birds and not worry about being prey. Great.
And they don't have to worry about being attacked.
Exactly. Exactly.
Unless the hawk comes down after them.
Well,
maybe the hawk get a few up, not me.
No. I've had the hawks and the maple, the Japanese maple that's in front of the deck, and they just sit there and they perch, and it's like they're looking for their next meal or whatever, you know.
They usually are. Now, hawks are going to go usually more for voles rodents, and mice and that kind of thing, that lizards, snakes, but yeah, every once in a while they'll.
I hadn't seen the owl that we have in the neighborhood lately, but I do hear him at night.
Yep,
hooting away. So
that's a granddaddy. That's a big one.
Yeah, so.
Should we get a car for Monday?
Ah, yes, I remember this story. He's sitting up on top of the house.
That was a big owl. He could have carried me off.
Sydney's about 3 feet tall, so.
Yeah.
And a little bit across the road is what I found in the road.
It was a baby one.
I say baby, he's still a foot tall, so.
Yeah. Well, birds are full size when they leave the nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the granddaddy, he's a big one.
I've seen some pretty big hawks out there, too.
Yep.
There's really something to nursery, but we'll be right back to the garden's pitch.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle.
Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products, mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We've been keeping our customers warm for over 30 years, and we want to do the same for you. Don't wait. Call me, Benny Etter, 803-327-7100.
Little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rock and robin. Tweet, 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 rock and robin. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Blow, rock and robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight.
Now, I remember that from my youth.
Yeah, see, that's before my time.
I can't say that.
She's almost the same.
Almost, but almost. Not quite.
And I'm so close to your mother.
All right, we've talked a lot about birds. What about our grass and our shrubs and stuff that's going on out there? We need to be watering since there's not any rain.
Yep.
I don't know about that. I'm not a big go-go with water every day like you do, but yeah. And it is kind of dry. This the Queen City News already called it this week, and we're in a drought. But I grew up through the Catawba Watery Drought Management System. We don't talk about drought, period. There's four things that can get into one, but only three will get you out.
Okay.
And it's complicated. And I don't know. But anyway, they're talking about spring this week. Supposedly.
They were talking about it, but they've been talking about it all week, but it hasn't come through in this area. I mean, we've got it in the surrounding areas, but it hasn't hit around that I know of in York County.
Mm-mm.
That's called fall in South Carolina.
So, I understand.
She'll get it. We don't.
My parents have had rain this week up in the mountains and nothing here.
Where do they live in the mountains? You told me that.
They're outside Hendersonville.
Flat Rock?
You go through Flat Rock. They're halfway between Etowah and Horseshoe.
Okay.
Yep.
Etowah used to be the rich man's neighborhood. A golf course up there would compete with Augusta National.
Oh, yes. There are some gorgeous courses up there.
Well, I grew up at Avis Creek.
Okay, yeah.
Which is right outside of Scotland.
Yep, yep.
And we're at Western Carolina University. That's not far from Etowah.
No, that's not far at all.
People go up there and wait tables and do the golf caddy thing and make a lot of money.
Yep, yep.
Well, if you're wanting fresh apples, you need to go up to the mountain because they got this apple season up there.
Apples.
Oh, boy.
And two little fellas were walking in the sidewalk, and I saw them. It was real. And he said, yeah, you want one? And he gave them apples. And I picked them off the tree this morning, far left. And they walk away. I heard one of them tell the other that he's lying. Anybody that's a coming stores, they don't grow trees. So he lied about picking apples.
Oh dear.
Well, and also on the news with the mountain situation because of the hurricane and all, Helene and all, they seem to be building back, you know, pretty good. And some of the stores are opening back
yes,
up.
Yes, yes.
I've been told that the roads were still a little risky.
Some areas are still absolutely devastated.
Some of it's been a couple of years, right?
Yeah, it's going to be several
It'll be
years
several years.
We have a friend of ours that lives up in Boone. Isn't that where Gene lives?
No, he lives in Lake Junaluska.
Huh?
Lake Junaluska.
Okay. But, you know, she was saying that the roads up toward her house was it's still pretty risky.
Maggie Valley.
Yeah, Maggie Valley. And
not Varf Jerry.
She's here this week, you know, but hopefully I'll get to see her. But anyway, she said that, you know, it's pretty, they have to go around the long way because the main roads were still kind of washed out.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those main roads followed the river. Yeah, and when the river swelled, it took out the roads. I mean, like the ground isn't even there to rebuild a road on in some cases.
When I first moved up there in the 60s, at every house you crossed over a creek to get to the house.
Yep, I mean, absolutely.
So, but you know, we still need to keep that part of the country in our prayers and thoughts. You know, they rebuild and all.
I talk a lot about Western North Carolina. Sometimes about South Carolina. They get hit pretty hard.
Yeah,
too.
South Carolina got hit some pretty areas, hard too. I'm not Georgia, Greenville, and area and all that. Yeah.
Well, Anderson over that way really got clobbered.
Yep. So, but you know.
But you'll get that kind of rain in a short period of time, not a problem. So.
Yep. Definitely. Well, and they'd had rain in the week leading up too that had the ground saturated. Oh, we got some music coming back. Must be time to go to commercial. We'll be back on the gardener's bench.
Good job. Here.
Rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the gorgeous bench. And every day is a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day.
Just look out the window.
Though and I could use some of that rain we haven't had.
It's a little chilly this morning. We could get something this week.
Yeah, it was nice and warm yesterday. I got to be outside in it for a chunk.
I wait till my brother comes by to visit. He tells me what the weather is. I went out one day and fell in the driveway and laid there about 30 minutes. I don't do that anymore.
No. Well, today is Saturday, so we are, of course, open both in the Rock Hill and Indianland locations. Rock Hill is up on Celanese in the same shopping center as Harris Teeter. Indianland is over on 521 across the street from Harris Teeter in the same shopping center as, what's over there, Petco and Marshalls and Home Goods and all that stuff. But we're open today from 9 until 5. We'll be open tomorrow from 10 to 4, and then Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. So come visit us. I drove past David's place. I saw a sign there that said, "Don't tell David, we've put stuff on sale." So go out and visit them.
David would know the difference. He means well.
Yep. Go out to Carolina Fresh Farms.
And they're open today to do. I know that he's working today, but we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.